Today we got a special little taste test for you guys.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this a few weeks ago because I hear people talk about it all the time, and it's zero calorie sodas. Okay, so there's...
And beverages.
Beverages, yes. Well, that's why I was thinking of it doing zero-calorie sodas.
Yeah.
Because I've heard about different variations, but then, of course, I went to Whole Foods to buy said sodas, and I couldn't find all the ones that I wanted. So now it's kind of morphed into zero-calorie beverages.
Okay. You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch. Thanks for tuning in for this week's episode, and we just want to say an extra thank you to everybody who's been listening and been supporting us along our way. If you haven't already, a good way to show your appreciation for what we do and what we bring you each week is just to give us a review and rating in iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And because sharing is caring, please give this to a friend as well. Spread the word and just let them know that we're around, because I'm sure we can all work together and come up with some new fun ideas for future podcasts.
Yeah, the more input we get from you listeners, the better, kind of more topics we can discuss and investigate, if you will.
Yeah, we always end every episode with asking you guys what you think, but this week I'm doing it different. I'm saying send us your ideas, whether on social or email or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And just let us know what you're liking lately and what you want to hear.
Right. And speaking of email, people can also email me if they're interested in free fitness consultations.
That was a segue.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think I was going to pick that up. But
that was pretty good.
Feel free to email elementaltampa@gmail.com. We'll set up a time to talk about health, exercise, nutrition, accountability, all those things that kind of affect your exercise or workout plan. And I'll give you some feedback. For free. So send me an email.
Yes. And right now we have a pretty cool opportunity that we're super excited about, that we've actually been nominated as one of the Best of the Bay finalists for creative loafing in Tampa Bay. And we were nominated in the, I think it's the People, Places, and Politics category as Best Local Podcast.
Yeah, I didn't think we would be in that category, but who knows?
I guess it's just like the people category or something. Yeah. I don't know. But you can actually hop on to Creative Loafing's website, cltampabay.com. Mm-hmm. And from now until August 23rd, they have voting open. And you don't have to do anything crazy. All you have to do is sign in, and you can vote for one. You can vote for a number of different categories. But definitely, if you like us, please let us know by voting for us for Best Local Podcast. Yeah. We would so love that. We're pretty delighted just to be nominated, though.
Yeah, no, we're happy to be in the running. I'm gonna see where we can, how many votes we get. That's good, because I'm sure next year we're gonna try to go for it again when it comes
around.
So it's easy to find. You click on Best Local Podcast, we're right at the top.
We're right at the top.
Number
Thank you,
one.
Alphabetical order.
Don't tell them that.
It's alphabetical order. Let's be honest.
So, we got the announcements out of the way. Let's jump into our training recap for the week. You actually just got done something pretty cool that was part of your, your yoga training program?
Yes, it is part of the requirements that we have, that we have to do some assisting, which is actually going into another teacher's class and helping out. There is a whole, obviously, skill set for just teaching classes, but there's also a skill set that you develop as a teacher on adjusting people and helping people. So helping people find a better expression of a position, if they're struggling, if they're trying to push too much, if, you know, they're maybe not flexible enough, like being that person that can identify what needs to happen so that they can enjoy that position and not be in pain or uncomfortable or just not really seeing the kind of effects that they should be. So it's for people of all skill levels. You know, I actually had the opportunity, thanks to a friend who teaches a very large monthly class. There's like 50 people in this class. And she said that she'd be more than willing to have me come in and help adjust this big group. And there was another teacher there doing adjustments at the same time who's been practicing and teaching yoga, I think she said, for like 13 years. So I kind of took lead from her, and I was able to go around the class during, as the teacher is teaching, and basically just help people however I could. And I didn't have props or anything. So it was basically just helping people find the right alignment. If there was someone really struggling or looked like they were uncomfortable, I would offer a suggestion. And I was really excited because there was one pregnant woman in the class. Mm. And I could tell she'd not taken like prenatal yoga or really probably much yoga since she'd been pregnant. Because she didn't know what to do. Being pregnant, you can't do certain things. Like your body's just not going to let you.
What are those, like, specifically should you not, or what should pregnant women avoid as far as yoga is concerned?
Well, I mean, it depends how far along you are. Mm-hmm. When you have a bump, when you have a belly, you're not going to be able to do forward folds quite as aggressively. You're going to need to widen your stance so that your knees and your feet are farther apart. Because you've got a belly there now. Yeah. And it's basically, I referred to it kind of like, it feels like a little bit like a bowling ball when you're doing yoga. Because you can move around it, you can move with it, but you don't want to squish your baby.
Yeah.
So they really strongly suggest that you make modifications, like widening your stance. They don't tell you to do inversions unless inversions were in your practice beforehand. So that could be everything from handstands to even like downward dog. Anything where your head is below your heart,
right,
is technically an inversion. Mm-hmm. So I can still do downward dog. I am pretty far along right now, but I can still do downward dog and those kinds of inversions, but I haven't done headstands or anything that since being pregnant. Hmm. You obviously can't lie on your belly that comfortably too, just like you can't sleep on your belly. Right. So, and then twisting. You can't do closed twists. So anywhere where you're turning in towards your body. So if you're doing like a lunge and you're twisting in, that's actually going to cause like twisting within your midsection. And it's a what they call a closed twist. So that's a no-no because, again, it's just putting, like, pressure and compression on that midsection where your baby is and you don't want to squish your baby. But you can do some actually open twists, which is, you know, kind of anything that has you opening up towards the outside.
Right.
Kind of not going in towards your body, but you're twisting out.
So if you lunge back with your right leg, twisting to your right side, since that leg is back. You lunge back with your right leg.
Okay, yeah.
So you open up.
That would
right
technically
side.
Be an open twist.
Right.
And you could, if you're comfortable doing
probably
that.
Lunging more. No, now we're getting technical, but
you're just sitting here trying to picture all
this
these
things. This is just audio. I keep forgetting.
Yes.
Sorry.
He's doing some of the poses when we're sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it really depends on what's in your practice. Like twisting from your waist is a no-no for most people. You know, it's
most pregnant women or okay.
So you're really just trying to twist with your chest.
Okay.
And leave that open.
Gotcha.
But it feels actually really good to twist and open up a little bit the right way.
Right.
So I mean, all of these things they teach you in prenatal yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've taken prenatal yoga classes and am pregnant myself, I was able to offer this woman in this class some modifications, some adjustments that just made things easier. I could tell she was really, really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart went out to her because there's so many people in this class. It was really difficult probably for her to figure out what to do.
Right. And that's the thing with group classes, I think, in any type of exercise discipline, is that, you know, it's... course, you have the main instructor, but having people there to kind of assist, especially in the yoga discipline, I think is super important.
Yeah, so much of yoga comes down to not how flexible you are, or how strong you are. Like, that's the huge misconception, is that you have to be some ridiculously in shape or really bendy person. It really comes down to alignment. Mm-hmm. And because the way that I've been taught, I'm not studying a certain section of yoga that doesn't allow you to use props. They very much encourage you to use props. So that's a frequent helper when you're adjusting people, is to offer them a block, a bolster, a strap, you know, just anything that's going to make it more comfortable and right. make it more enjoyable to be in a position so that you can find that proper alignment for you. So that's basically cool. what it's all about.
Nice. And
it was a really good experience. Mm-hmm. I have to do a couple more classes as part of my training. So I still have a couple more to assist in, but it felt really good to be able to, I mean, it's literally hands-on people. Not everybody loves it. So you're like, we have to like disclaim it at the beginning of class. But the people that I did help, I actually talked to a couple afterwards, and they were really appreciative. Yeah. So
they usually like ask in the beginning. They're like, "Is it okay if we?"
Yeah, usually
lay hands on you or something.
A teacher will say, "If you're not comfortable with someone, you know, putting their hands on you or offering you any suggestions or adjustments, then just, you know, tell the person," or like they'll come up with a signal, like,
okay,
put your water bottle at the front of your mat, or put your hand on your stomach if you're laying in Shavasana or something like that.
Now, is it okay to respond, please do?
I think there are several people that say, yeah, no, yes. Like, yeah. pick me. Like, people please. That like it love it. It feels so good. I love being adjusted. Especially when you're just sitting in a pose and you've been sitting there and, you know, like someone comes and just gives you a little bit of pressure, just like reminds you, like, let go of a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this amazing feeling of release.
And all I can think about is couples retreat.
That guy. That was not proper adjusting.
Boom.
No boom.
Boom.
No boom. But I did share that with my, like, classmates.
Yeah.
And they, like, all died. Like, we were looking at clips because yeah. for those who hadn't God. Seen it, it was just too good.
I love that movie. I know it's super cheesy.
It's a horrible
cheesy,
movie, but that one part, that one part though. Is just priceless.
Speaking of group classes, I've been I've actually been leading a few classes. Actually, I led one, but I was taking a few classes at Title Boxing, which is a franchise. I think there's it's nationwide.
Yeah.
But Title is kind of a martial arts, not martial arts, but mainly people known for boxing supply, but also is now getting into, you know, almost like franchising locations for fitness and exercise. So I've been, you know, I have a little bit of opening in my schedule, especially in the middle part of the day. So it's like, you know, try to pursue maybe teaching some group classes here and there. So,
which you love.
Yes,
you
I
love
do.
Teaching group.
Yes, especially if it involves boxing or kickboxing.
Yeah.
You know, so I really, really enjoy that. So I've been able to take a couple training sessions there. And then also this past week, I was essentially just thrown in to co-instruct. No, I shouldn't say thrown in.
Swim.
I mean, the instructor said, yeah, you come in. He's like, you know, I'll put everybody through the warm-up, and then I'll have you do a couple rounds, leading people through the rounds, because their structure is like 15-minute warm-up, 30 minutes on the bag, and then 15-minute core. And within those kind of time frames, you can kind of adjust. But usually they have about 10 different rounds of kind of combinations or different type of exercises.
The bag.
Yeah, on the bag. Yeah, so they have big heavy bags. Mine was a kickboxing class, which is awesome.
Nice.
So I did it recently, and I was like, all right, I'll do a couple rounds. I can figure. I know I can do that for sure. And it turned out being I did the whole bag work section,
wow.
So all 10 rounds. So basically just, you know, keep people moving, try to change up the combos, you know, hands and feet. And it was funny because I had to wear one of those, like,
Britney Spears headsets.
Thank you. That
yes.
was, that's.
I knew exactly what you were going
to
say.
Yeah, so I had to do that. And I had to, it was the first time I ever did that, like, leading anybody through exercise wearing that thing. So I'm sure I was probably yelling into it.
Yeah, you lost your voice.
Yeah, my voice, you can hear my voice is a little bit hoarse. And I also, I remember I was showing, because I was trying to demonstrate techniques, and I'm holding the battery pack, essentially, in my hand. And, like, I'm doing techniques, and then at one time I threw something, and it hit the cord at the same time and, like, threw the battery pack out of my hand. I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm going to break this thing.
Can you, like, put it in, like, your pants or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Like I said, everything caught me a little bit off guard. Okay? Everything caught me a little off
guard.
You're
like, go first. First go.
So I was trying. I was trying to, just do it on the fly. But it worked out pretty well. You know, I didn't have any dead air or anything like that. So it was, I think.
Good job.
I talked to all the participants afterwards, and they said it was a good job. You know, like I said, we're, like, just like you said. They were saying it was a good workout. So
that's a great feeling.
Yeah.
It's a really, like, it's an amazing feeling having someone come up to you, even if you're just helping in a class, because obviously I've not taught a class yet.
Right.
But it is such an amazingly rewarding feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just actually made an impact on someone's hour or whatever.
Yeah. And I like the way Tidal has it structured. It's very fast paced, and you're able to, you know, also focus on technique too, because that was what I was worried about. I was worried about it's just going
to
be, you know,
you go to, like, a
throwing
regular
hands.
Gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, you know, it's you got an opportunity. You have people that are experienced and then people that are rather new, and you can focus a little bit more on those people to give them little tweaks on what their technique should look like. So it's good.
Here's a fun little challenge for anybody who's listening. Really curious if you've ever had just, like, a really great group fitness teacher. What made that person a great fitness teacher? Because obviously Nick and I are both doing some kind of group training.
Mm-hmm.
Me teaching yoga, you teaching obviously a wider variety, but it's really inspiring to hear what other people like in a great group fitness instructor.
Yeah, that's a great
question. Share your experiences and share your kind of tips and things like that, because we'll talk about it on a future a future podcast.
That's your guys' homework.
Run through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bad homework.
Yeah.
Just lay it all on.
Yep, do a rating review. Email us. Vote for us. Then go ahead and tell us what your favorite thing about group instructors are. All right. Yeah, hopefully you're taking
notes.
Now
I feel like I'm overwhelming everybody. I'm so sorry.
But in addition to that, I'm still building, where I'm helping build the Tampa Strength online catalog. We shot more exercises this week, so that's going to be increasing. And if anybody there is interested in possibly having me be their online trainer, also just send an email to elementaltampa@gmail.com, and I can set you up with some online workouts. Essentially,
I feel like online training is a really great way to kind of start if you're afraid of going into a gym, or you don't have the schedule to go into a gym.
Yep,
I did that actually. I did online,
right,
like subscription type things.
Yes.
And I think the downside for, like, those subscription services, you don't get the customization.
Right.
So being able to get that little bit of it customized to you specifically, and it's not just a general, here's a bunch of classes that you could take or something, that'd be really...
Yeah.
It's very, very valuable.
Like I said, I think we're probably pushing over 250 videos there now.
Awesome.
We're getting close to that. So it's definitely building. And like Shannon said, it's personalized. And I always do follow-ups with people to see how they're progressing to the workouts. All right. So I think that's what we got all for training recap. Do you have anything else you wanted to mention?
No.
Yeah, we really rambled on for a while. All right, so we are going to go into today. We got a special little taste test for you guys.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this a few weeks ago because I hear people talk about it all the time, and it's zero-calorie sodas. Okay, so there's...
And beverages.
Beverages, yes. Well, that's why I was thinking of it, do it be zero-calorie sodas.
Yeah.
Because I've heard about different variations, but then, of course, I went to Whole Foods to buy said sodas, and I couldn't find all the ones that I wanted. So now it's kind of morphed into zero-calorie beverages.
Okay.
Because what I've got is, I've got, like, a soda, carbonated beverage, or carbonated beverage, and then a tea. So, I mean, they're kind of, there might be some carbonation in there. So, I think we could call it carbonated, zero-calorie carbonated sodas or soda.
Yeah.
We're going to stick with that then, all right? Zero-calorie sodas, taste test. That's what we're doing now, all right? So, I'm going to run over, get our three different zero-calorie sodas, bring them over here, and we're going to give it a taste test.
Sounds good. Let's do this.
All right, we've got our zero-calorie carbonated beverages here. How about that? That's a little better descriptive term of them.
Okay? And our
yes,
glasses.
Our tasting glasses. You know, at being someone who used to be a craft beer fanatic, I had a lot of tasting glasses,
which
we'll probably never ever use for anything else besides the podcast, apparently. So we have three different zero-calorie carbonated beverages. You know, I've heard people talk about different kind of sodas with zero calories, so either made with some sort of, artificial sugar or natural sugar.
Yep.
That's zero calories. So I've got a couple different choices. Our first one is a very classic. It's probably been around a long time, and I got the fancy version of it. It is Perrier. Oh, I'm going to do it. Don't. Perrier Lime, okay? So, you guys, well, if I can open it. Ooh. So, this is Perrier Lime, captured at the source in France.
It is fancy.
Yeah, sparkling natural mineral water with natural lime flavor and other natural flavors, low mineral content. Okay. Zero calorie sweeteners, that's what it says. Zero calories per bottle, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, ingredients, carbonated mineral water, natural flavors. Boom, that's it. Okay? So, you know, I'm a huge soda water and essentially citrus, or I like to put mint in mine too as of late.
You're fancy.
I'm very fancy. Okay, so we're going to take, this is going to be our first one. So zero calories and only thing else besides mineral water is natural flavors. So natural lime flavors. Okay? Boom. So first one. From a lady?
Oh, I was going to say, you can give me just a little bit of
okay,
this,
yep.
So I've actually had this before.
Yeah, I think I've probably had this before, too.
It's actually a really good, I know this is going to sound horrible, especially considering we're talking about health topics, but it's actually a good alcohol mixer if you're trying to steer away from, like, sugary sodas.
Yeah.
This is a nice soda water alternative,
right?
Because it's basically what it is. It's like a soda water.
All right, so here we go. You can smell it. It's very limey.
Mm-hmm. But not like the gross fake lime.
No,
it is actually pretty. It smells like a fresh lime.
And very bubbly. But mineral water, I don't know why carbonated mineral water is a little different than like soda water.
Really?
I feel like, I don't know why.
I don't know why they taste the same to me.
Do they? I feel like this. I don't
drink a lot of soda, though.
That's true. I like soda water. So, that's, I drink soda water. It's like I like the carbonated. Oh, my God. Alexa is talking to us. Weird. Sorry.
Our technology is talking to us right now. Be afraid.
Oh,
be
gosh.
Very afraid.
So, Perrier, lime, what do you think?
I mean, it's refreshing if you like bubbles and you like, I was going to say water, then this is where it's at.
Yeah, but it does have a lime flavor, so it's got at least some flavor to it,
like,
so it's not
lime.
Completely flavorless. So I liked it. That was good. And I probably should have got the price of the bottles too, huh? I think these are all under between $2 to $3.
Yeah, okay? And you can get like big packs of Perrier, like.
Yeah.
At Costco,
right.
And stuff like that, and I think you save like a bundle of money doing that way.
Yeah, but this one, and also the benefit of this one, no even artificial or natural sweeteners at all. All right, so number two, what we're going with, this one I've been hearing a lot about, this brand. It's called Zevia.
Mm.
So it's made with, I believe it was made with stevia. Yes, let's look at ingredients. Carbonated water, natural flavors, citric acid, which is also vitamin C, stevia leaf extract, and it does have caffeine, so we can only have a little taste of this.
I'm just only going to do a little
taste. Yes, and this is flavor is mountain Zevia. So this might be a Mountain Dew taste. What's the word I'm looking for?
A knockoff?
Thank you. I was going to say a taste-alike, and I was like,
taste-alike?
That's not a phrase.
Taste-alike. What is that?
Knockoff. So Zevia, Mountain Zevia, naturally flavored, it says around a can, zero-calorie soda, no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, but does contain caffeine. Also part of a non-GMO verified.
Well, it's funny, because I was just talking to some people at work recently about their obsession with Mountain Dew. the, like, I don't know if it was the diet or what, but how it's, like, really bad for you. Like, horribly, horribly bad.
Wait for it. Yeah, gosh. I used to crush Mountain Dew when I was a kid, but it is terrible for you. I mean, there's just so many artificial dyes in it and stuff like that. I mean,
but there's like one type. I don't know if it's like the diet one or something. Yeah. But yeah, it's like super bad for you.
Just a little taste from a lady. A little taste from a lady.
Just a splash. Mm-hmm. Just a splash.
I'm excited to try this because I've heard so many people on podcasts talk about it. Rogan's talked about it. Brendan Schaub.
It's clear.
So, yeah, it's clear.
So, just like the Perrier Lime, this is a clear one.
Does have a little bit of a, almost like a Sprite smell to it. You know, I'm also aware of,
It smells Sprite. Like soda.
Yeah, it smells like almost like a Sprite. Very bubbly.
Bubbles.
All right, I'm going to taste it. It's got that sweet aftertaste that's like kind of synonymous I have get when I taste something with stevia in it. Like I can tell it's made with stevia.
Yeah, it's like a really, really sweet aftertaste. Mm-hmm. I call it the blanket effect. I feel like there's a blanket of sweetness in my mouth.
Yeah, and it's not like sugar. I almost feel it's almost like a minty sweetness almost. I don't know what it is if it's got...
It's in the back of your mouth.
Yeah, it's like, making my mouth water right now.
Versus, yeah. Ooh, maybe that's part of the ploy.
Make your mouth water?
Makes your mouth water so that you think you want to drink more, but really, you're just sabotaging yourself.
So, it was, I mean, it's tasty. Like, it reminds me of Sprite a lot. When I used to, I can barely, I have a juicy mouth now. It's like, like juicing up my mouth.
I hate stevia for that specific reason, that aftertaste. Like, yeah. It's more of a sweet aftertaste, which is why I think it makes your mouth water.
Yeah.
Because it goes down fine, but then afterwards you start saying, whoa, this is actually, like, oddly sweet.
Yeah. So, as we said, this actually has caffeine added to it, stevia, and then citric acid, which is vitamin C, natural flavorings, carbonated water, but zero calories.
It doesn't taste like Mountain Dew, though.
No, it doesn't taste like Mountain Dew. It tastes like Sprite. All right, we got one left. Now, like I said, this one, I was trying to find something that fell into the zero-calorie carbonated beverage category, and I got pretty close. This one's kind of a tweener, but it is called Steez.
It's what it looks like, STEAZ.
So, like, tea, Steez. Interesting. Steez. I wonder if that's supposed to be, like, a soda and tea combination, Steez.
It sounds like a really strong sneeze.
All right, so it says zero calorie twice on the front of the can. It says it up and down. Ice green tea.
Right there, here, too. Three times in one section. Wow.
This is ice green tea, half and half. Half green tea, half lemonade. Okay, flavor with other natural flavors. Naturally sweetened, zero-calorie green tea, like Shannon said, three times on the front of the can. It's 120 really milligrams of antioxidants. All right, so, certified vegan. How about that? Oh, zero calorie also on the back of the can.
Shouldn't all watery and soda drinks be vegan?
Yeah.
Am I just oddly confused?
All right, so.
My water that I have right here next to me is also vegan.
Ingredients. Booyah. Filtered water, natural flavors, and in parentheses says lemon and other. Natural erythritol, which we know about.
We know that.
Yep. Malic acid, green tea, stevia, citric acid, ascorbic acid, and it's organic.
Okay. So it's two kinds of
It does have
sugars?
Caffeine in it. It has 15 milligrams of caffeine. 15% of an 8-ounce coffee. So it's only about 15% of what you would get in an 8-ounce coffee in this can. Okay? So, we're going to try this. Wait for it.
Ah.
All right.
I don't know why is that such a satisfying sound.
So this one's got a little bit of color in it. That's
it
probably
does.
Too much for you.
It has a slight greenish hue. Very, very slight.
All right. So, yeah, a little bit, obviously green tea, so I guess that kind of makes it. But it's also got a little bit of lemon flavor in it, too, because it was half and half. It's like an Arnold Palmer, right? Isn't that what Arnold Palmer is?
That's just lemonade regular, iced tea? Yeah, regular iced tea and lemonade.
Okay. All right, so here we go.
This is the last test. One.
Last one.
Cheers. The smell is interesting because it smells like a tea.
Mm-hmm. Not too lemony, but I mean,
it doesn't have a strong lemony scent either, but the taste is nice and light.
Yeah, it's not overly sweet like that Zevia.
No, it doesn't have the same stevia blanket effect, and it's... I feel like it does have a bit more of the characteristic of the erythritol sweetness, yes. Which is, it's not pointedly sugary, but it's just sweet.
Right. And if you guys want to learn more about erythritol, we actually recorded an episode with the CEO of a company that makes erythritol called Swerve.
Yes, we still have it in our fridge.
Yeah, you might be able to find it at your grocery store. Her name was Andres Blackwell, and gosh, I got to find out which episode it was. But it was back.
We'll put it
in the show notes. So, yeah, check that out because she talks about, you know, why erythritol, it's a sugar alcohol, and how it can be a little bit different than the other sugar alcohols that are available. So, erythritol in this can of Steez is the main sweetener, and I put quote-unquote because it's a zero calorie. And stevia is a little bit down the list, so obviously there's a lot less stevia in this than there is in the Zevia. So, yeah, I like this, though.
It's pretty refreshing. This would actually be something I could see myself drinking, and I will also say it's not hugely carbonated. I feel like we've kind of stepped down gradually in carbonation. Yeah. Like, Perrier, super carbonated.
Mm-hmm.
The Zevia was like soda-ish carbonated. Yes. And then this one is just very slightly, like there's just a little bit of bubbles collecting on the sides.
Yeah, it might be the canning process gave it a little bit. It reminds me of a very lightly sweetened Arizona iced tea. Did you ever drink those?
I did. I used to love those things.
Yes. Those, if you probably drink one now.
They still exist.
Yeah, they do. You gotta see how much sugar is in those. It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
I don't wanna know. It'll ruin my perception when I was younger and thinking I was drinking something healthy.
Oh, yeah, because it's tea. Oh, it's healthy. No.
You look at it.
I remember they sell those big cans. It's like, oh, big, good can for $2.
They were super pretty, too.
It's like 40 grams of sugar in that can.
Oh, God. It's gross. No.
So, that was our zero calorie carbonated beverage taste test.
So, some other zero calorie beverages that are, I think, very popular is LaCroix.
LaCroix?
LaCroix.
LaCroix?
Seriously, how do you say that?
I think it's got to be Croix, right?
LaCroix? I feel like it LaCroix, but yeah.
Okay. That was on the list for me to get. But they couldn't find any singles, and I wasn't going to buy a six-pack. I mean, I'm not made of money, people. So I got the Perrier. I think that's a pretty close replica. I mean, there's way more flavors in LaCroix.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
And I've had it. I enjoy it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, soda water with a little essence of flavor.
Yeah, I can't drink a whole one because of the bubbles.
Yeah.
Like, so many bubbles.
Yeah.
But they are tasty. Good flavors. So. Yeah.
I mean, these are some options if you're getting tired of water, essentially.
Very good.
And you want something a little bit more exciting, I guess.
Yes.
The bubbles make it exciting.
The bubbles make everything fun.
Yeah, I don't know about the Zevia, honestly. I don't think I would buy it unless there was maybe a different flavor. I would have to try different flavors. I don't know if it'd be any different.
Because
they did have cola. They had, black cherry. They had, maybe
sounds
an orange.
Horrible.
They had an orange one, too.
Maybe the orange.
I've heard some people talk about a root beer one, too.
Ooh.
So, but I don't think I would buy it again. I'd definitely buy LaCroix. I've had LaCroix before. I'd buy that over probably that Zevia for sure.
Yeah, if I was looking for bubbles, I would definitely go for LaCroix. Probably before either. I mean, I know people like Perrier, but...
Yeah, I think
I like LaCroix better.
Yeah, I think Perrier's kind of got the market cornered when the fact that it's fancy soda water. Because it's from France.
It's in glass.
Yeah. But yeah, it's in green glass. So.
The Stees was surprisingly tasty.
Yeah.
And nice and light.
Yeah, and I mean, it's more in the, I would say it's definitely more in the tea kind of range, like canned tea range. So, I mean, it's got a little bit of carbonation, but it's nothing major. But I agree. It's got a little bit of caffeine, like we mentioned, but they definitely want you to know it's zero calorie.
Oh my gosh.
It's said it four times on one can.
We'll put the picture on our show notes and you can see for yourself this is a zero calorie drink. Yeah. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys have any other zero calorie, maybe carbonated beverages that you've heard of or you've tried, go ahead and share them with us. I know there's more out there that we weren't able to get a hold of. So
yes.
Please feel free to share it with everything, all the homework we gave you in this episode. Add that to the list. But please, we would love for you guys just to reach out to us, connect with us, either through email or social media, like Shannon said.
That's really all we're asking. I mean, I know we're talking at you right now, but this is a two-way conversation.
Yeah.
So we do want to hear from you, and we do take your tips and questions very seriously. It's inspired a number of our podcast topics, actually. Uh-huh.
Definitely.
So, and somehow I think we're also psychically linked to some of our listeners, because I've had some friends say, I was thinking about, like, juicing, and it was the week that we talked about juicing.
Wow, how about that?
So.
Interesting.
Could be, you know, even beyond.
That's right. We got psychic powers here on the podcast. That's another reason why you should vote for us. All right. Once again, please feel free to email us to schedule a free fitness consultation or go to cltampabay.com to vote for Addicted to Fitness as Best Local Podcast. Or if you don't want to do any of that stuff and you just want to say how awesome we are, you can leave us a review on iTunes.
Toot toot.
All right. You got anything else for them this week?
I'm good.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. Test, 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 test. Got to test microphone. The creator love in the me? Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thanks for the outtake for the week.